It's time for the Frosty Report on Star 97.7.
All right, Frosty from Frost Farms in Town Hill is here for another edition of the Frosty Report, and Paul seems to have a horticultural mystery going on.
All right, We solved it.
Right, well, we'll keep it quick. I'd love to just hear the names of these again. So the first purple plant.
Yep, that was an iris.
And there are different kinds of irises,
yep,
right?
Yep, there's like Siberian bearded iris. There's our native iris that you see sometimes in wetlands, the versicolor blue flag.
And this is a smaller one. I have some big ones in another part of my yard that are pink.
Yep, those could be bearded iris. They're okay. Big fat blooms, yep.
And this little blue one or purple one, what is this?
That's
one?
A Siberian.
Okay, and what about, and I have white ones next to it, same thing?
Same thing, Siberian, okay. Yep.
And then this one, the final one, this is a large one. It grows very tall. It's I've got a few of these, and when they bloom, they're bright orange.
Yep, that's an Asiatic lily you've got there.
Wow.
Yep, lily bulbs. Very pretty.
Love this.
Yeah, your garden's really coming alive there, I'd say.
Well, I'd say I did none of this. We've been at our house for 10 years, and the previous owners, they planted all these perennials, and I'm glad they did because they pretty much maintained themselves.
Yeah, it's a good investment for sure.
So, what's your suggestions for moving and transplanting?
Well, the best time to transplant, a lot of people, there's a misconception that they say, oh, you know, it's summer's here and it's warm and I can't plant anything. Well, planting something and transplanting something are two different things. Transplanting is best suited for spring and fall, but sometimes, like you said, if there's construction and you have to move something, if you need to do it during the summer, the best thing to do is do it early in the morning or later in the evening when it's cooler.
Okay.
A cloudy day if possible, so you don't have just kind of, you're not digging it out during blistering sun of the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Make sure you get a good root ball, and then if you can, transplant it immediately and get it really well watered in with some fresh soil and compost, or if you have to set it aside, maybe put it in the shade somewhere. Just make sure all the roots are covered and keep it watered if you have to do it, you know, when it's really hot out. But
all right. I've done that a few times with hostas, and so far, knock on wood, I guess I did things right because they're thriving this year.
Hostas are pretty resilient. And again, like with the perennials, if you transplant them in the fall, that's really the best time when they're going to be going dormant anyway.
Awesome.
Boy, a few days ago, you put up a really great post for people who like to grow roses and some really helpful tips and you talked about the full sun and burying the crown, why that's important, the fertilizer, and, it's a quick video, but really helpful. I think people need to check that out on the Frost Farms social media pages.
Yeah, we've got a lot of beautiful roses in stock right now. I'm actually, after I leave here, headed to the shop to put a lot more hydrangeas and perennials away. So we've got a lot of fresh product still coming in and will have coming in for the whole season, actually.
All right.
So, yeah.
And what are your hours for those that want to do some shopping?
We are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 4.
Boy, I'm also fixated on the pies that you have in the farm stand.
Yes, yep. I forgot about the farm stand. We've got produce. We just got some really good frozen pizzas in, so there's a lot of great stuff there,
Wow.
You have pizza, too?
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Stop and get a pizza and pick up some roses.
And pie for dessert.
Get it all.
Frost Farms in Town Hill, frostfarmsmdi.com. Thank you, Frosty.
Thank you. Have a good day.